In the last couple of months, there were three suicides in the Oatley-Weber Canyon area. Another victim was found near Wanship and another near Summit Park. County Health Director Rich Bowles said they're always a concern, but Summit County's suicide rate is not as high as other areas of the state.
Across the nation, suicide rates are generally going up, and we are seeing that in Utah, and we appear to be seeing it in Summit County. We have to be careful, though, because our numbers are low. And so, you know, three suicides may be a blip indicating or suggesting that the prevalence is going up, but it may not be. So we're keeping an eye on it. We do gather data. While this doesn't diminish the importance and urgency around this issue, there's a lot of talk out there that Summit County has a particularly high suicide rate, and that is not true. We're actually we're one of the lowest areas in the state of Utah. Utah does have a relatively high rate. Obviously, we've got work to do, and one suicide is probably too many. So it isn't the kind of thing where you say we're doing great and we're not going to work on it. I think it's important to focus on it. But we are not as high as many, many parts of the state, for sure.
Victoria Delheimer from Valley Behavioral Health said they cannot explain the recent series of suicides locally, but it's often influenced by the season.
We do know that historically in that the springtime is when most suicides actually are completed. There's a much higher rate of suicide completion in the spring. So that's part of what we're experiencing. Why that happens, we know that in general in the winter, people generally have low energy. People in general are kind of sad and down as it's colder and that. And in the spring with renewed life and people are starting to be happy and have energy again, those that are really seriously depressed don't have that. And they see that going on around them and they lose hope and become hopeless. And that's what leads then to the suicide attempts and unfortunately some completions.
She said the Valley Agency is available to help.
The county contracts with us to provide for the behavioral health needs in the community. So Summit County residents can certainly call Valley to receive services for depression, anxiety, any number of things.
One program they're trying to promote is called QPR, a 90-minute training session they're offering to all businesses, organizations, and churches. She said it stands for Question, Persuade, and Refer.
It's based on the model of like CPR. So CPR, American Heart Association, went out, trained everybody in the country, trying to anyway, how to do this and save many millions of lives. QPR is based on the same thing, only looking at suicide prevention. So the idea is to have anyone be comfortable questioning somebody who looks sad, saying, Rich, you know, you look sad today. Is, you know, what's going on? And then questioning, do you have someone you can talk to, Rich, about this and that? And helping them then persuade them, Rich, you know, I know you can feel better. You know, let's see about getting you some help. And that, and refer. And so refer, do you have someone you can talk to, Rich? You know, if not, let's get you to call Valley, or let's have you call, do you have a friend you can talk to? How about a religious leader?
Victoria Delheimer from Valley Behavioral Health, who said they've had three training sessions recently, three more scheduled. For information and help, Valley's local number is 649-8347. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.